السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، it is the grace of Allah Ta'ala, His fadl, His ihsan. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity to once again assemble to discuss, to hear and say a few things related to our deen, to engage in a little dhikrullah and engage in istighfar and dua. And one travels, can be anywhere, we observe many things, and today we will see something that is quite distinct when we travel, and that is the attitude that exists as far as the reciters of the kalima is concerned. Across wherever we are, there's a different type of attitude people have. And sometimes one of suspicion, sometimes it is one of hatred, and different things, different types of feelings. And sometimes one wonders as to what to do under such circumstances and how to win people over, or how to create an impression in the hearts that we are not those who you think of, or the types of people that you think of. Then when you go back and we look in history, we will observe that wherever deen spread also, how did it spread? Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they went to foreign countries as well. In those countries where they traveled to, Islam was not already established there. There was no Islam in those countries. They went there. And then what happened thereafter? Before they going there, what the mindset of those inhabitants of those countries may have had been. And after the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in traveled there, went to these places, to these foreign lands and countries, then what is it that made these people change their perception and their thoughts about Muslims and Islam? So one outstanding thing we will see in the earlier periods was the akhlaq with which they went and they interacted with the people that they came into contact with. The akhlaq, the character. You're not in a Muslim country. You're not in a country which is regarded as a Muslim country or where there's Islamic law. So now, how do you interact and conduct with these types of people? And we need to remember that every action of yours, an interaction, is sending a message across. Is sending a message across that who you are and what you stand for. Simple things can change the mindset of a person or of a people. That if, on the one hand, if there is a perception of barbarism, or that these people are such types of people, if that is the perception that is there in the minds and hearts of people, or that if the Muslims or the reciters of the Kalama are portrayed to be such types of people, yes, you may not be able to change the mindset of the entire people of that land and country, but it doesn't go that way. It starts from grassroots, you know, your interaction, because you're not interacting with those that are on the simple level, with those who you come into contact with. How do you deal with them? How do you speak to them? And how do you interact with them? And one thing you will see, that especially those who are less fortunate, those who are less fortunate, the way we interact with them, it makes a big difference. And just for the same purposes, I will share this. I was at the airport, one of the cities was on the strip. So I needed to perform Salah. So whilst waiting for the flight, it was Maghrib Salah time, and wudu had to be made. So we went into the to make wudu, and there was a person there, and of course, you know, you get the male and female side and whatever. Now this thought came to mind, and see, these people are here. One is, we go and use the facilities, and generally when you use the facilities, there is a certain amount of spillage that there is, water and whatever. Now, sometimes in the name of Deen, we do things and we don't realize that the method that we are doing it is incorrect. That Mawlana Mufti, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, so he says that Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damod Barakatuh in one of his mawa'iz, he mentions that he was traveling, he was on a flight, and there were some satis, there was some companions. Companions meaning just safar companions, may not be his immediate, his group or something of that nature. They got together whilst traveling. So namaz time was approaching. A certain namaz time had set in already. So the mentioned to Mufti Sahib that we need to read our Salah. They expressed their desire to perform the Salah. So Mufti Sahib told them, he said, see, after the flight lands, we will have sufficient time to perform our Salah. So when we get there to the airport, we will perform our Salah at the airport, we will have sufficient time. But they were adamant. They said that we need to read our Salah on the flight. I was a Mufti Sahib, Mufti Taqi Sahib Damod Barakatuh mentions that by the time that they had finished using the toilet and making wudu, it was in such a state and condition that others couldn't use the place. So he said, see, in the name of Deen, what we are doing, Is this how we are going to be creating a good impression of ourselves? Forget ourselves, but the deen that we represent. If we cannot be conscious about these types of things, then what is the next person going to think about the deen that you represent? And then as Mufti Sahib mentioned that his father, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, cautioned them about this. Now these are things sometimes, you know, we do not discuss, or we feel there is no need to discuss these things because they are known. But however, these are the places where we make major mistakes. And he said his father, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, cautioned them and told them, see, if you have to use the bathroom, the toilet, then make sure that you leave the place clean before leaving there, so that the next person can use it and doesn't have any difficulty in using it. I had the good fortune of meeting my Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Patel Sahib, is over 80 years of age. So I went to meet him. I had a good fortune of sitting with him about 45 minutes or so. I say good fortune because for him to sit that long also, it's a bit of a difficulty because of his age, one, and then his sickness as well. And I felt guilty also because almost that entire period continued speaking. But however, he mentioned an incident. He mentioned few things about Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And, you know, about what akhlaq and how important it is. I'll come to the incident that he... By the way, he mentioned one thing, since Masihullah, this is just... So I tell my friends that this is not a majlis. Majlis is for those that are our seniors, our kabir. This is just a muzakara. It is just some discussion regarding our deen. So he says that, Mawlana Abdullah Sahib says, I was in Jalalabad. And he says that it was a hot summer's day, and I needed to travel to Delhi from Jalalabad, which may be about 4 or 5 hours by bus. So he said, I made my intention known to Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh that I need to go to Delhi. So he says, Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, this was towards the mid-morning or towards the afternoon. So he said, Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned to him, see, if it is not necessary for you to go now, in other words, travel at this part of the day, then it will be better that you leave tomorrow morning, the next morning. But if you have to, you do not have an option for whatever reason, then leave as soon as possible. Now look at the if someone has to tell me, if I'm a visitor at your place, and you tell me, listen dear, what's going to go through my mind? This person doesn't want me here, what is it? So Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh told him, see, if you wish to leave now, then leave as soon as possible, otherwise leave tomorrow, the next morning. So Mawlana Abdullah Sahib Rahmatullah Barakatuh mentioned that I responded with respect, and I told Hazrat, I've got further bookings, train bookings to go beyond, and I need to get there by this evening, tonight. Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned to us, okay, if that is the case, then the moment the time of Zuhar sets in, you read your 2 rakats in the Mehman Khana. See, this is firasat. This is when you sit with these types of people, you understand, you learn, mind opens. Whereas, who could emphasize more about the importance of Jamaat and whatever else. So Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they told him that you read your two rakats in your room. And he says, by that time, your lunch will be sent to your room. Your lunch will be sent to your room. And after you have your lunch, the rickshaw will be waiting outside for you. You know, you get those cycle rickshaws, not the auto rickshaws, the cycle rickshaws. So he says, the rickshaw will be waiting outside. And it will take you to the bus stand, to the bus stop. And at a particular time, calculated, they said there will be a bus that will be coming from Saharanpur, that will be going to Delhi, and you board that bus and you go to Delhi. Abdullah Sahib, then he comments, he said, I read my two rakats. And I had finished my two rakats, the food was there. I had my food, I got out, the rickshaw was there. I said, I got onto the rickshaw and I went to the bus stand. And he said, I barely waited 5 minutes and the bus was there to get me to Delhi. Then he mentioned, I said, Masoola Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him something which he only realized later on, that sometimes these people, you know, Allah Ta'ala gives them the foresight. So he said, Mawlana Wasila Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him that today, over little issues, we have major problems, and those things end up in riots. Abdullah Sahib mentions that from this I recognize Hazrat's degree of kashf. He said, because I went to Delhi and I returned to Gujarat. When I came to Gujarat, he said, I read in the news that in Delhi there were some riots took place. And what was the cause of that riots? So he says, in that article this was written, that whilst boarding the bus, there was a couple, a Muslim couple, that was boarding the bus. There was a non-Muslim that by mistake or in error, whatever, was getting onto the bus, his hand had to maybe just touch this person's family, his wife. So he felt, he got annoyed about that. And he said, can't you see what you are doing? Just this, it ended up in an argument, and from there it ended up in riots. So then I realized what Mawlana Masihul Asaw Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, and that is, little things end up in riots. However, Zimul Abdullah Sahab Al-Qadum is mentioning to us, you know, you're talking about akhlaq, adab, etiquettes. He said that Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, as we may have heard many a times before this as well, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in his period of illness, sickness and weakness as well, he needed to use the bathroom. Hazrat is explaining to us one more thing. He said they in the khanqah, that they had bathrooms, you know, toilets if you want to call them. And they, in those days there was no electricity. So they used to have these candles or lamps, you know, burning on oil lamps. So he said that between the two toilets, there used to be, you know, on the wall separating the two toilets, on the top there was a type of a block or a hole, and that lamp was kept there so that the light of that lamp is on both sides. And he says from here we get to learn that what it is to save and not to make israf and fuzul and waste. So, however, he says that Hazrat went to relieve himself, and after that, as he was coming out, he felt dizzy. And the lota that he had in his hand, what we would call, abadani, what we call a can. So that can or that lota came off his hand and it rolled off somewhere in the darkness. There was much light. Because he was dizzy, he didn't realize at that time that this is what happened. In that condition, he came to his bed and he sat down. And after a little while, it struck him that, that lota that I had in my hand, that has fallen and I haven't kept it in its place. Should someone from the house get up at night and need that lota, and the person is in need to go to, needs to go quickly, or whether or not, but the fact that the person needs the lota, and if he doesn't find it in its place, it's going to cause him or her takleef. So Hazrat, in that condition of weakness, gets up from his place, gets up from his bed, and he goes in the darkness, and he searches for that lota. He finds it, takes it and puts it in its place, and thereafter comes back to rest. Now what is this? This is how an impression is created. This is how an impression is created. The way we interact with someone else. Today we are driving on the road. Okay. A person doesn't want to give you away, right of way. And especially in that country we observe, so there's a three lane, this thing, but you'll find the slowest of traffic, there's traveling on the fastest of lanes. And you can do what you want sometimes. Rather, you have to change your lane, but they'll remain on that lane. The point is this, if you're a driver, or even if you're a passenger for that matter, and you've got this garb, you've got your beard on, you've got your topi on, and the driver of that particular vehicle is a non-Muslim, your response to that person is also going to send a message. Your response to that person is also going to send a message. How did you react at that time when you felt offended or you became angry for whatever reason that you couldn't overtake the person or that he didn't give you the right? How are you responding to that situation? Now, must remember that you are not in a Muslim country. We are not, all these things, we are going to be judged by all these things. If a person is at the airport, and if he's at the customs, and if something has to happen there, how do you speak to the custom official? Keeping in mind that you're not in a Muslim country, although you may be right, and you may be correct, and you may have a right, but in spite of that, the way you are going to be interacting and responding to a situation is going to be setting something in this person's mind about who you are. If the person is tolerant, if you can maintain your respect and your calm at that time. Now imagine for a little while a person that is in this type of a garb and then he becomes abusive. What message are we sending through? And those that are observing around, what are they going to? And if a person has a turban and he has full kurta or even normally like how we are dressed, and if it is in the form of a jamaat, meaning individuals that have got together, what type of impression is being set on the hearts of these types of people? Now, just coming back to that incident, that being there at the airport, I said, this thought Allah Ta'ala put to mind, that listen, what can you do? See, tabligh is not always verbal. It is not verbal at all times. Tabligh is also by our actions. And that is what the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alim Ajma'in did when they went to foreign land. It was not always verbal tabligh. It was physical, it was the interaction that in itself was tabligh. The way they interacted with people, the compassion that they showed to others, the respect that they showed to others, that in itself was tabligh, and that is what made people accept Islam. The interaction, the akhlaq, the character with which they conducted themselves in these places, in these lands, that is what became the means of others accepting, embracing Islam, respecting Islam, having love for this religion, and thereafter accepting it. But if this is what Islam is, then why shouldn't we be the followers of this religion? But we, those that have this religion today, that have this Islam with us today, how do we portray this? What is our akhlaq? Over the minutest of things, we are ready to fight, we are ready to argue. You know, let me go one step beyond this. Forget our interaction with those that are ghairs. Within ourselves, what is our condition today? If you look at the slandering, if you look at what is happening to our community today, you know, you look at it from the top to the bottom. It's everywhere. There is no more respect left. And on this I would like to just mention, you know, that today, you know, there's this explosion of everything. And so is the explosion of information. This explosion of information. And there was a time that for a message to reach from point A to B, it would take some time. But today, within seconds, information reaches, and to hundreds, thousands of people, the information is gone through. What are we doing? What is happening? Forget the messages and information that we get related to the enemies of Islam. Within ourselves, what is happening today? And sometimes you see those pieces of information that comes on our screens and whatever. You know, it has got absolutely nothing to do with our deen. It is with its personalities. This person is like this, and this person is like that. And today we talk of unity. We talk of unity. How is it unity going to come? You've got to have a good perception. You've got to have a good, you know, thought about someone in order to have muhabbat for the person. Now, when these types of things are being put into our minds and into our hearts, however are we going to be having muhabbat and respect for the next Muslim brother? And therefore I say that when we get these types of messages, ignore them. When it's got nothing to do with our deen, it doesn't benefit us as far as our deen is concerned, it doesn't benefit us as far as our dunya is concerned, then ignore such messages. But what I do sometimes is that when I have received such message, then I'm also part of it because I forward it to others. It did me nothing. If anything, it has did me harm. Because after reading such messages, what is the type of impression that I am building up regarding person A, B or C? Is it any good impression? If it is not a good impression, and if the same thing I am taking and passing it on, what am I doing? Am I not adding to it? So therefore, our akhlaq, our character. So this thought came to mind, that what can you do? The least, you know, maybe just for this, for these people. One is to think, hey, you know, I'm good of myself. It's not a matter of thinking of someone giving, or having this desire that someone thinks good about me. I want someone to think good of the religion I represent, the deen I represent, and that is my Islam, my deen. I want someone to think good about that. I, within myself, am dirty, filthy, everything. But who am I representing? The uniform that I got, tomorrow I want the next person, or this person to say, hey, listen, if this person is in this uniform, then this is who he should be. I said, what the least you can do? Can you not create some happiness in this person's heart? Can you not? Yes, he may be doing a mean work by cleaning the toilets or whatever. It may be so. But what can you do to create some happiness in this person's heart? And this person thinks that, hey, no, listen, this is He may have spilled a little water there, and that too, you try and clean it yourself. Take some tissue and clean that thing. Well, at one place I tried to do that. And so the person immediately came and told me, no, you son, you don't do that. I will do it for you. I will do it for you. So the least, I said, okay, give us some thing that we had with us. I took that and gave it to them. Now, at the back of my mind, I'm just thinking that, see, it may be a very, you know, an action that may not be something that is, you know, much to be spoken about. But there'd be some type of impression that would be created in this person's heart. And there'll be some type of appreciation. And not for myself, because he doesn't know me. I'm going to be there for a few moments and I'm going to be walking away. It is that garb that you have, that religion that you are representing, that is what is going to be on this person's mind after this. Therefore, wherever we are, keep this in mind at all times. Our interaction, our akhlaq, with the ghairs and also with our own. With our own that is there. But even with those, sometimes with the people that are around us, the staff that are around us, sometimes we may be in a non-Muslim firm, but we hold a position where we have non-Muslims or ghairs under us. How do we treat them? How do we speak to them? Is it with respect, or is it because I have a position and a rank that I'm able to speak to them anyhow? It is not that. This is where it's an opportunity for us. This is tabligh, but in practical form. It is not going to be in verbal form. They are going to observe you. This is a Muslim. This is how he is treating us. He is treating us with compassion. He is treating us with respect. And accordingly, there will be a mindset as far as our deen is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayah, and the guidance to understand these things. And as far as our akhlaq and our character is concerned, to display the best of akhlaq in the light of our deen and whatever we know of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good practicing Muslims. Wa akhira da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم illallahu illallah 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 Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu Allahu Allah 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 Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa sayyidil mursaleen سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا رحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله most loving Allah most caring Allah most compassionate Allah most forgiving Allah most merciful Allah most concealing Allah Oh, most beautiful Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, it is the begging bowls of your dirty, filthy, napak, impure servants that have been raised before you in this part of the night of Jum'ah. Oh, my Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, you blessed us with all the ni'mats and bounties and favors. We used your given ni'mats and bounties, Ya Allah, to displease you. Ya Allah, you blessed us with these beautiful eyes and gave the order that we should lower these gazes. Oh my Kareem, Allah, how much of that which you have made haram these eyes have seen. Ya Allah, how much of what you have made haram these ears have heard. Oh my Kareem, Allah, it is all in your infinite knowledge. Ya Kareem, Allah, how loving, caring, kind and compassionate you are, that in spite of all the sins that we have committed with your given bounties and diamonds, you still didn't deprive us of our sight. You didn't deprive us of our hearing. Oh my Kareem, Allah, if you had that, if wished, if you had desired, you could have made us blind when we saw. You could have made us deaf when we heard haram. Oh my Kareem, Allah, you had the power and you got the power and the qudrat and the might, Allah, to paralyze us. We touched haram. Kareem Allah, you have the qudrat and the power and the might to order the earth to swallow us when we walked. Ya Kareem Allah, you gave us this opportunity to turn to you, seek your forgiveness. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day, those that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, bring our hearts back to life. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, remove all the filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with those hearts that you bless your awliya as-siddiqeen with. Ya Allah, give us cleansed and purified hearts. Ya Allah, musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, quluba, tafarwa. Ya Kareem Allah, remove all the filth from our hearts, the evil from our hearts. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into dirty and filthy bit bags. Ya Kareem Allah, that heart which was supposed to be the place for your Muhammad to reside in, the Muhammad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are filled with all the filth of this world. Ya Kareem Allah, remove the filth. Ya Allah, remove all the filth from our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, the evils that we have in our hearts. Ya Allah, the jealousy that we have in our hearts. Ya Allah, the love of the things of this world, the love of the dunya that we have in our hearts. Ya Allah, the hasad that we have in our hearts, the jealousy that we have in our hearts. Ya Allah, hubbu dunya that we have in our hearts, remove all this filth. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your Muhammad, fill our hearts with the Muhammad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love for good actions and good a'mal. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love of the Qur'an al-Majeed. Ya Kareem Allah, the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is fast approaching. Ya Kareem Allah, give us barakat in this month of Rajab. Give us barakat in the month of Sha'ban. Ya Kareem Allah, let each and every one of us witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let there be a yearning within our hearts to meet this Mubarak month. Ya Kareem Allah, when we returning from a trip and from our journeys, Ya Allah, there is a yearning. Ya Allah, there is happiness that we experience in our hearts because we are going to be meeting our family members, our children. Oh my Kareem Allah, this guest of yours is fast approaching. Oh my Kareem Allah, let there be a happiness in the heart. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat and salamati. That we may say, Ya Allah, witness this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, give us good health so that we may make the best of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, I'm kamzor, I'm not the wahid. Ya Allah, we are everything, but we are your servant. Ya Kareem Allah, gunahgar, khatakar, siyakar, sab kuch hai, batte wakar. Allah, we acknowledge before you our weak. Ya Allah, for us, there is no other door besides your door. Ya Kareem Allah, tujhe chhod karke hum kandhe jaye kaha. Ya Kareem Allah, if you shut your doors of mercy, if you shut your doors of maghfirat, Ya Allah, to do hi khud bata ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go to these? To the door for us beside your door. We will continue tapping at your door. Ya Allah, you know how dirty and filthy we are. Ya Allah, you know how it is. Ya Allah, you know the condition of our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, you have created and you have placed good opinions in the hearts of those that are around us. But Ya Kareem Allah, what we have in our hearts, you know. Ya Kareem Allah, it is your fazl, your karam, your grace and your mercy that you have concealed our faults. Oh my Kareem Allah, what we do in the darkness of the nights. Ya Allah, what we do and how we spend our time that we are alone. Ya Allah, it is all in your infinite knowledge. Ya Kareem Allah, just as you have concealed our faults and our weaknesses in this world, Ya Allah, conceal our faults at the time of mouth. Ya Allah, conceal our faults at the time of mouth. Ya Allah, conceal our faults. Ya Allah, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, do not expose us at the time of mouth. Do not expose us at the time of mouth. Do not expose us in the akhirat, O my Kareem Allah. Do not embarrass us before Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do not embarrass us before your entire creation. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with steadfastness on Iman. Ya Allah, bless us with the Mubarak Maut on Iman. Ya Allah, resurrect us on the day of Qiyam on Iman. Ya Allah, bless us with the Tawfiq to engage in those actions that are pleasing to you and pleasing to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us khushu and khuzu in our salah. Oh my Kareem Allah, what is the condition of my salah? Ya Kareem Allah, it is very, very far away from what the ideal salah should be. Oh my Kareem Allah, but whatever our broken ibadat, Ya Allah, you accept our broken ibadat. Oh my Kareem Allah, you give the tawfiq to improve our ibadat. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to engage in the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. Make the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed beloved to us. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have blessed us with the Qur'an-i-Majeed in our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, the rights of the Qur'an-i-Majeed are not being fulfilled. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us and bless us with tawfiq. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month that is coming, Ya Allah, give us the himmat and give us the strength and give us the courage to make excessive tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. Ya Allah, make excessive zikrullah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to cleanse and purify ourselves before this Mubarak month, so that with the dawning of this month we are able to make the best of it. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the barakah of this one. We know and we acknowledge that we are the weakest of the weak. Ya Kareem Allah, we are everything but we are your servants. Ya Allah, we can go nowhere else. Oh my Kareem Allah, besides your door, ease over the door for us. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased away from one butcher, it goes to the next. A beggar is turned away from one door, he goes to the next. Ya Kareem Allah, if you turn us away, to tu hi khud bata ke hum gande jaye kahan. Oh my Kareem Allah, have mercy on us. Have mercy on the ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Kareem Allah, the Muslims around the world, especially those that are being persecuted and tortured. Oh my Kareem Allah, those upon whom Allah chemicals are being thrown. Oh my Kareem Allah, who are losing their lives for no other reason but that they are reciters of the Kareem. Oh my Kareem Allah, young infants, Ya Allah, children are losing their lives. Ya Allah, the zalims, those that are perpetrating this zulm, Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not in store for them, Ya Allah, then remove them from the surface of this earth. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, bless us all with hidayat. Ya Allah, bless us with good a'mal and good actions. Ya Allah, let us represent the deed that you have blessed us with. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, let us respect one another. Have Muhammad for one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless husbands and wives with Muhammad and respect. Ya Allah, create compassion between husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with all the khair that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and through your infinite grace and mercy, protect us from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought protection from. O my Kareem Allah, accept all works of deed. and I accept all works of deen. Ya Allah, grant us respect for all works of deen. Whoever is engaged in whichever department of deen, Ya Allah, give us respect for those departments and for those people. O my Kareem Allah, tablighu da'wat ki behdat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, darul ulum khanqahu ki behdat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, makatib madaris ki, Ya Allah, behdatu ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, whoever is engaged in deen work, social work, O my Kareem Allah, helping the destitute, the orphans, those that are, Ya Allah, striving in your path, those that are protecting the borders of, Ya Allah, the Muslim countries, Ya Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, accept each and every one of them, assist each and every one of them. Ya Kareem Allah, make us from amongst those also that strive for your deen. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that strive for your deen. Ya Allah, we have been disobedient. We have broken your commands. Ya Allah, whatever part of our lives, God is God. Ya Allah, whatever is balance, you give us the tawfiq. Ya Allah, to utilize the time in a way pleasing to you, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best in this world and the best in the akhirah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Allah.